Mecum Auctions, the world's largest collector car auction company, returns to Indy with Dana Mecum's 37th Original Spring Classic, May 10th through the 18th at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. 3,000 muscle cars, Corvettes, exotics, and more. Broadcast on Motor Trend TV and streaming live on Max. From avid collectors to those new to the Mecum experience, we welcome everyone. Register to bid now at Mecum.com.
An interesting report from over there at Fox 59, where Angela Gnote is reporting that families at IPS 87, they are getting an email, a notification that the principal and the assistant principal will not be at school. This is what it reads. Principal Capco and assistant principal Rent will not be at school as the district continues to gather information regarding school climate at George Washington Carver 87. And as we offer opportunities for families and students to be a part of stakeholder interviews in the coming days. I don't know what this means. What does it mean by school climate? I don't know what that is referring to. But there is a story about a child being harmed. And there is a petition, it seems, to get administrators removed at the George Washington Carver Montessori School 87. Want to get more information about this story, get an understanding of what exactly is being alleged here and being pushed here, and are is this like one of those situations where all the parents are on board? Very curious, right? Sometimes you see things come across the transom and you're not sure what you take from it when it comes from Angela Gnote, who I think actually does solid work and shares very good stories. I'm paying attention. So we're going to keep our eye on that story, see what it is that we learn. And as we know, the House passed the aid packages for Ukraine and for Israel and for Taiwan. Sadly, nothing for the border. But the question before us is, did they also inadvertently or purposefully end TikTok? Because in the legislation, it gives ByteDance, which is a Chinese company, up to a year to sell TikTok or the app is banned in the U.S. This was part of a vote that passed 360-58. So this is happening. Unless the Senate's going to pass legislation that doesn't have it. But then it would go back to the House. Oh, it's going to be a mess. Going to be a mess. But then again, so is this passing of this of these aid bills. And this might mean that Mike Johnson is in the hot seat and you could see removal. Maybe Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's outraged, will engage a motion to vacate the chair. I think it's a bad idea. But then again, I think Marjorie Taylor Greene's a bad idea. And as for Thomas Massey joining in, oh, Lord, hell, I don't know what's wrong with Thomas Massey. Between this and the anti-Israel fervor, he could be a squad member at this stage of the game. Good Lord. So there's a lot to keep an eye on, things that have passed this weekend, but still, nothing on the border. This is the problem. And people have every issue, every reason to be infuriated. I'm one of those people. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
Stand in line until you think you have.
We give it a few minutes to clear this area. The points of egress are High Street or Wall Street. No one will stop you from leaving. If you do not leave, you will be arrested. We will give you time to leave. If you do not leave, you will be arrested.
That's Yale University. Where the Jew haters are out in force, the America haters are out in force, and they're starting these encampments. At Yale, they tear down the American flag. At Yale, they scream out, Viva Palestina. Which I guess is, you know, like Palestine lives, but in Spanish. It's cultural appropriation. I just haven't figured out how it works yet. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. At Northwestern University, the dean of students attends a protest targeting the Jewish community center on campus. Her name is Mona Dugo. At a rally where the protesters said the school weaponizes anti-Semitism to silence pro-Palestinian activism. Kids, we're not talking about some kid on the college campus who hates Jews. We're talking about people who are preventing people who they think are Jewish from walking down the street. About actually pushing, physically removing people from their campus who scream their support for Hamas, a terrorist organization. We're not talking about free speech here. We're talking about a bunch of lowlifes across the country who've been radicalized through a school system. If you ever wanted a reason to break education in two, where the hell do you think this comes from? All of a sudden they get to this college campus and they think like this? No, they've always thought like this. Failure of education, failure of parents, and failure of us to stop the other failures. And they find the like-minded folk and they're rewarded by their radicalized, disgusting, despicable, low-life professors for doing so. Of course they're low-lifes. Well, they're just expressing themselves. No, they're not. They're physically stopping people from walking. They're physically going after people. This girl at Yale got stabbed with a Palestinian flag in the eye. It is only hours before Jews start getting killed on the streets. And yet I have these Jewish students who talk about how they're afraid. And at Columbia University, the rabbi there states, well, it's too dangerous to be here. It's too dangerous to be here. So don't come back to school. Don't come back to school. It's too. As a matter of fact, virtual classes on Monday. Monday night starts Passover. Big holiday. That's tonight. Don't come back to school. Guys, if the students at Columbia, the Jewish students and any student, isn't safe, don't go back ever. Quit. Go somewhere else. You're going to go back in the fall? Why? Because your dad did? Your dad was probably a schmuck. But in case he was a decent guy, it doesn't mean Columbia is for you. Would I tell people if IU was doing this to this level to go back to IU? Of course not. Or any other university in the state of Indiana. But there's also a different argument that has to come about. It is the same argument that when people block traffic or when they try and destroy art, or when they pull guns on you in downtown Indianapolis for driving down a street they decide you're not allowed to drive down. Those people should expect to get hurt. This is the conversation about force, and I want it known that I am not going to stop having what I consider to be the only conversation. We do not hide from things here, guys. I won't do it. And you have seen enough from these protests, whether it be at Columbia or whether it be at Northwestern or Yale, to know that this isn't about Jews. This is about America. They want to destroy America too. These are radicalized people. These are people who don't believe in the promise of America, and they absolutely will hurt your kids when given the chance. They'll hurt you when given the chance. They've proven it. Well, Tony, they're not punching people. It's not the same as Charlottesville. Yes, it is. The difference between the protesters at Charlottesville and the protesters at Columbia is the tiki torches. That's the difference. Well, a woman died at Charlottesville. Yes, involving somebody driving down the street. Not involving the people holding the tiki torches. The people doing stuff like this, this call and response freak show.
Attention, everyone. Can I get everyone to form a human chain right here, please?
We have Zionists
on a
My
turn! My turn! Repeat after me.
We
have Zionists.
We have Zionists.
Who have entered the camp.
Who have entered the camp.
What's the difference between those protesters at Columbia and the ones in Charlottesville? Nothing except the tiki torches. So don't tell me these people are good and decent and all that jazz. Is that what I'm going to hear? There were, decent people on both sides? At the New York Times, you know what the headline is? At Columbia, the protests continued with dancing and pizza. Dancing and pizza. They want to start human chains to move Jews out of the campus. This is the conversation of force. In this moment, and I am sorry this moment is here, although there are many of us who knew this moment was coming and are still stunned that there are people who are actually saying they didn't know it would ever come. If you didn't know it was going to come, you lied to yourself. And I'm sorry you did that. But here we are, so let's talk about the now. Your choice is simple. It is them or it is us. Choose. I choose us. And if they want to stop people from walking, I believe 5,000 people have to gather and walk right through those people in their human chain. And I think that if people want to block a bridge, you got to bring a bulldozer in and move those people out of the way. Those are not people engaged in free speech or engaged in their First Amendment rights. Those are violent people who want to utilize the social contract against others and want to intimidate others. And the answer is no, because that is not speech. That is violence, and it should be met with force. It cannot stand that people can be screaming, "Hey, Hamas, this should be your next target," to a bunch of Jews hanging out on the quad and think that, well, you know, they're just talking. It is us or it is them. And for suburban white women, allow me to explain to you that everything that you see in Columbia, that's what they're going to do to your kids when they get to name the college, even in Indiana. It is us or it is them. Choose. I choose us. And already I get on social media pushback. Are you asking for violence? Are you condoning violence? No. No, what I'm trying to do is put an end to the nonsense by letting everybody know that Americans won't accept certain things. And they won't accept threats, and they won't accept the intimidation. They won't accept Americans being told where to walk, whether they agree with them or not. Why do you say buy guns, buy ammo, and get trained? I don't know. Seems like good advice. I've been saying it for years. but it is us or it is them. The free and thinking people of the world, or these violent, despicable lowlifes who think they can stop you from walking down the street. Who think they can intimidate their way to some level of success. There's no more time to discuss. Just pick a side and we can go from there.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare.
Find all the interviews with all the gubernatorial candidates at WIBC.com. I sat with all six Republicans one-on-one. Ask the questions, very pointed. Let them answer. You can hear it for yourselves. That primary is coming up May 7th. May 7th, right? May 7th is the Indiana primary? I've got that right. I don't want to get it wrong. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. It is May 7th. And you should check it all out. Check it all out at WIBC.com as I sit down with all the gubernatorial candidates right there. It's a good thing to do. There was a story about pesticide. I do pay attention to the food things. Food things are important things. That pesticides are in 20% of fruit. Now, is that the price you pay for having a whole bunch of fruit? Because you can walk into a supermarket, we have a tremendous amount of fruit. Two-thirds of foods posed little pesticide risk, this reporting from News Nation, the analysis from Consumer Reports. 20% of the most commonly consumed fruits and vegetables in the U.S. We've been eating these things for a while. Is that the reason why kids have low testosterone? Is that the reason for a whole bunch of things? Possibly. Is it the price you pay for having an abundance of food? Or is the price you pay the increased prices at Chipotle? This has people confounded. Chipotle prices have gone up. I had the chart here. Was it 36%? And yet people still go to Chipotle. They're just going left and right. They've had six price increases since 2021. And yet they continue to grow. They're still below pre-pandemic levels. Well, that could be true of places that are, let's say, in downtowns, and the downtowns don't have the people because people still think that remote working has any value. The only person who has successfully made remote work work is me. I am it. I am the example. I am the ground zero of remote work working. In every other case, well, I should say the vast majority of cases. I don't think I could say every other case. So Chipotle is outpacing McDonald's, Starbucks, everybody else. Better than expected earnings for four straight quarters. Full disclosure, I own no Chipotle stock. That's kind of nutty. They raised the prices six times and it's still working. It's a burrito. Is it the Chipotle brand? Which is super weird because a couple years ago they had all those issues within the brand with their food and it was like, okay, no one's ever going there again. Well, look who's still around. And look who clearly needs to get into the burrito business. I mean, that's what we're learning, right? Get into the burrito business and do it now before it's too late. Because I think I exactly how difficult is this? And if you don't go to Chipotle, where do you go for a burrito? For tacos, that's easy. It's Chris's Tacos in Nora. That's easy. Settled. Science. But where do you go? Where do you go for a good? Where do you go for a good taco? I'm asking. I am curious. Because who doesn't use a good burrito, a good taco? Let me know where to go on X. At Tony Katz. Oh, and by the way, I'm being told here that this man's wife is a very successful remote worker. You're not the only one. Yes, I am. See, that's how you respond on social media, and that supposedly makes a conversation. And then you get the win, and you own the left or whatever it is. I'm glad your wife is doing well with it. I think that's fantastic. Fantastic. Tell her if she worked a little harder, you could be a kept man, which is, by the way, my dream. Oh, huh. You have your fetish, I have mine. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning.
You keep saying you got something for me.
The expression is when someone love, tells you who they are, believe them. Right, I always, that's not, is that Maya Angelou? I forget who gets the credit for that, because it wasn't me. When someone tells you who they are, shows you who they are, believe them. It's like, I believe that these goons on college campuses are radicalized bigots who want to burn it all down and need to be met with force. It is Maya Angelou. Okay, so I got that right. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. Sometimes you don't have to think about it anymore. They are who they are who they are. This is in Massachusetts. This is the transportation secretary in Massachusetts. And is having a conversation about how to kind of grow opportunities and it's everything you would expect. When they tell you who they are, believe them. The transportation secretary, by the way, is Monica Tibbetts Nutt. That is her name. And let's hear what she has to say.
We're not censoring this. I'm going to talk about tolling. I'm going to talk about charging TNCs more. I'm going to talk about potentially charging more for package deliveries, charging more for payroll tax, basically going after everybody who has money.
When the Democrats tell you who they are, believe them. I'll try raising this. I'll try raising that. You get a package delivered. I think you should pay for that. The government should get some kind of cut. Going after everyone who has money. That's a story. Understand how you are viewed. And it's not just in Massachusetts. Of course, it's right here. Understand how you are viewed. You are viewed as a tool to be utilized for their desires, not as a citizen who should be able to follow your own course. They should not do with less. You should do with less. And you should be ashamed of yourself for having as much as you do. Honestly, the world that they work in, that they live in, it's just a terrible world. It is radical. And they're proud of it. And they see it as moral. This is the part that is, I think, so incredibly important for us to just start turning the corner on. They're not moral. It is an indecent thing to say, I'm the government and you owe me. They decide that there are 9,000 things that they have to spend money on. None of these things are actually the function of government, and you should write the check and shut up about it. Now, this is Massachusetts. I don't care what they do in Massachusetts to the people of Massachusetts. That's for the people of Massachusetts to deal with. Then again, the people of Massachusetts were okay with electing a murderer to Senate term after term after term. So I'm not expecting too much. They have shown me that they are not super interested in making rational changes. Meanwhile, students are getting arrested at on the campus of Yale University because they've got they've set up this encampment of just hatred writ large. It's Jews, it's Americans, it's anybody who's arguing with them because, you know, they're protesting for Lord only knows what. And also tearing down American flags and also screaming, Viva Palestina. I don't know. And then at Columbia University, they're just keeping you from walking down the street if you're Jewish or they think you're Jewish. It's like the UK. Did you see that video in the UK where the police stopped the man because they thought he looked Jewish and there was a pro-Hamas rally going on and they thought this guy would create a problem. So they told him he couldn't walk. Now everything's fine. Except it's not fine. And that's why we have to stand up and choose us or them. I'll get more into it on Tony Katz Today.